Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Robert Yeager and the Tau Foundation.
Faith here with a welcome toast. It was Hugh Johnson who said, "What is the special quality of sparkling wine? Why does the very sight of its bulky bottle, the muffled pop of its cork coming out, act as the starting pistol for smiles and laughter?" Please feel free to consume this show podcast in small bites or eat the whole thing.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
It's great to have you joining the party on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, inviting you to eat, drink, and be merry with us. Gina Homolka gets it. That's why her blog is popular and why she was asked to do this cookbook that we absolutely love, Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow. She specializes in calorie-friendly, big-flavor recipes for any night of the week. Her slow cooker dishes include chicken and dumpling soup, Korean-style beef tacos, spicy harissa lamb ragu, and that flourless chocolate brownie that we mentioned. Yes, you can have all that on her eating plan. How about food done in the oven in under 30 minutes? These incredible pizza-stuffed chicken roll-ups. Come on, pizza-stuffed chicken. How crazy good is that? I'm with Chris Prosperi, partner in crime, on this special edition of the show. We just ate it. It is crazy good. And as our show goes on, we're going to tell you how to have this new cookbook sent to your door in time for swimsuit season. It's our way of saying thanks for supporting the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and everything you hear on WNPR. Chris, before we introduce Gina Homolka, this recipe is a knockout beyond belief. Should we get her on? Gina,
get her on, because I've got to ask her some questions.
Welcome to the Food Schmooze Party. It is great to have you on the air. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for giving us access to some of these recipes for the website. It is fantastic, this cookbook.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so thrilled to be here.
Chris, how easy did these come together? So boneless chicken breasts, a little salt and pepper, part skim mozzarella, turkey pepperoni, some mushrooms, breadcrumbs, freshly grated Parmesan cheese, a little olive oil, lemon juice, either store-bought or homemade marinara sauce, a little sliced red onion, green bell pepper. You see the big flavor notes in there.
Pizza.
It is pizza. But what we're talking about here is 245 calories. Yeah. I could not believe this.
Yeah, and very rarely does the kitchen staff hover while I'm making recipes. God. This was a night where the entire kitchen staff was like, "What you making? Can I have one?"
And it's not like, oh, you have to have four of these to feel filled up. It's not. I had one and it was plenty.
Satisfying.
Really satisfying because it has all those incredible flavors in it. This is one of the big recipes in the book, I think. Gina, is that right? Is that the kind of response you're getting from people?
Oh, yeah. These are so great. It's basically taking two of my family's favorite dishes, breaded chicken cutlets, because who doesn't love that, and pizza. So this satisfies my husband, who is pretty picky, and my seven-year-old. It's got all the wonderful flavors of pizza rolled up in a chicken rollatini.
And you tell us how to make the tomato sauce ourselves, which is even lower in calories because there's not all that sugar. But if you're in a rush and you want to use the store-bought, you do. How did you get this to be 245 calories?
Traditionally, chicken rollatini is fried, but I bake it. I just spritz it with a little bit of olive oil before baking so the crumbs get golden. Not using a lot of cheese. You don't have to have a lot of fat to have flavor. If you just use everything in moderation, it's not hard to do.
I want to put what you just said in neon because I think it's the secret to this book. We don't have to have all that sugar, all that olive oil, all that cheese. if you use each of these ingredients the way you do in this book, Gina, as flavoring agents, you don't feel deprived, and yet you've just had only 245 calories. If you have that with a vegetable or salad or whatever you want, even some potato, it's fantastic, this philosophy, this way of eating.
This recipe had a wow factor for me, a couple wow factors, and one of them was the lemon juice. Once you make the roll, you know, you stuff the little chicken breast, you roll it in a mixture of olive oil and lemon juice before you bread it, and oh my God, that comes through. It really is one of the wow factors of the dish.
Because it's brightness.
Yeah.
In,
you know, you don't have a pizza and say, I taste brightness. And that's a wonderful combination.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to some of these others. I don't want to run out of time. And of course, as we go along in the show, we're going to tell you many times how to have this book sent to your door. Because this entire hardback book, it's quite beautiful, is our thank you gift to you, as you'll hear. We'll give you a phone number and a website in exchange for a contribution to keep us commercial free and on the air at this special time in our lives. Okay, the Greek chicken sheet pan dinner. Just slightly over 300 calories, and it has feta and lemon and red potatoes and carrots, oregano, olive oil, garlic powder, a little lemon zest, and you just put it on that sheet pan right into the oven, and boom, out comes this incredible weeknight dinner. I would serve this to company. Go ahead.
I love sheet pan dinners because you make them all on one sheet pan. I usually line it with foil. Easy cleanup. I just toss it out. I hate washing dishes as much as I love cooking. And this just is so flavorful with the feta and the fresh oregano and the lemon zest. And it's super inexpensive and easy. Anybody can make this.
This is what the Mediterraneans know. The Greeks in particular, they know how to put lemon and feta and oregano together. And I am telling you, if you want big flavor, I don't know anyone who doesn't enjoy this flavor combination. It's one of the keys to the excellence of Greek food.
340 calories.
It's unbelievable. But here's another thing. Gina, I love this. And Chris, you're a burger person. I think you're going to be into this. This is, Gina, your version of the fork and knife cheeseburger. And I look at the picture, this gorgeous big fat burger, and I think, what? And I start reading the recipe and I think, oh my, this is fantastic. What I'm looking at is this big bun and a layer of burger and cheese and tomato and onion and then the top bun and then a pickle on the stick. And I'm thinking, how in the world can this be 300 calories? It's impossible. And then I realize the secret is these aren't buns. Tell them what you did.
Yeah, these are roasted portobello mushrooms. And it's so fun because it's a great low-carb swap for the bun. And you're adding vegetables to your burger. And it looks just like a burger when it's done. I put some sesame seeds on top and a little pickle. It's beautiful. But you have to eat it with a fork and a knife because it's basically a big portobello mushroom.
Oh, it is so fantastic. You've got condiments on there. You could do mustard, barbecue sauce, ketchup, sesame seeds on the top, pickles with the whole thing. And so here is a beautiful burger. Does this make the vegetarians happy? But the kids in our family, I'm telling you, this is a really, really smart way to go. Yes, we are talking about big flavor, calorie friendly, because we're heading into swimsuit season. We're all thinking about this time of year. I know I am. Chris, how about this? Veggie stuffed flounder sheet pan dinner. We're back again to your sheet pan thing.
I love the idea of sheet pan dinners, right? No cleanup.
So asparagus, a little olive oil spray, salt and pepper, flounder you're using here, but you could use tilapia or whatever is around, a basil pesto. You use spiralized zucchini, so those curls, and yellow squash. Chris, I know you love this, and the panko breadcrumbs.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing is? We eat with our eyes. Just absolutely beautiful dish.
And beautiful flavor coming off the plate. This is a gluten-free dish, by the way. It is a stuffed fillet, and it comes out 213 calories.
Well, it's gluten-free if you use gluten-free panko crumbs. I list all the recipes in my book that are gluten-free, or I tell people how to modify them. And yes, spiralizing the zucchini is such a quick way to cut them rather than using a knife and julienning all your vegetables. I love using my spiralizer, and it's just stuffed with the vegetables, and it comes out so juicy and tender. It's just a fun way to make fish, and you don't have to deep fry. There's so many ways to make it.
You're using the technique we love to talk about on the show where I'll do, let's say, have a burger and the meat for concern concerns of certain people at the table with cholesterol, so I won't do a high-fat beef. But when just about at serving time, I will take the thinnest slice of butter on my steak or on the burger, very, very thin slice of butter, and let it melt on the top. That is butter as a flavoring agent. I don't have to put a half a cup of butter. I don't have to soak my steak or my beef in butter. And yet I still have that, that umami thing going on. So I love what you're doing.
I completely agree. I feel like if you add it as your last element, it's the first thing you're going to taste when you bite into it. So if you want that flavor of the butter but you don't want to use a lot, adding it at the very end and using it in small amounts is all you need.
Now, I thought you had me on the last one, which was 200-something calories, and I thought, how can you do that? But no, I'm about to tell you about the 183-calorie dinner, which is, Chris, how many slow cookers do you have?
I have 15 now.
15.
Wow.
Yep.
I do love it.
And here's a restaurant chef telling you. So I just have the one, as they say. This is your slow cooker poached salmon with Meyer lemon, capers, and parsley. One good size fillet, 183 calories.
It's amazing.
It's got white wine in it. It's got salmon, the capers, shallots. How do you do it in the slow cooker?
A slow cooker is actually a great vessel for poaching. And who would ever think that? You obviously don't cook it for 8 hours like you would a chili or a stew, but the low, slow heat of the slow cooker is actually perfect for poaching salmon. So I just layer the lemons on the bottom, and I put the salmon on top, and then some shallots, parsley, and some white wine, and I slow cook it for just about 1 to 1.5 hours until it's cooked through, and then just top it with capers and parsley. And I love the combination of capers with seafood.
So if you are into, we think of them as knockout, quick fix slow cooker recipes, some oven, some stovetop, 30 minutes and under, for weeknights, weekends, it is heading into the season where you don't want to feel deprived. As you say, Gina, in your book, you're not into this thing of, you know, oh, we have to eat nutritiously, but not enjoy your food. So how do we get calorie friendly? We're always interested in this.
Yeah.
I think you've got the flavoring, big flavor in here, using these things as flavoring agents, and they're easy, so it's not stressful.
Good size portion too. I mean, the salmon is a quarter pound per person.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of times when I look at books that have calories in it, it's easy to see how they did it. It's a 1 ounce piece,
yes,
of something, or 2 ounces. And you're like, well, that's cheating because it's such a,
yeah,
small portion.
So we're coming up in a little bit to a break because we want to be able, as we get to this break, tell people how to have this book sent as our thank you gift. This is a hardback, beautiful book with all these recipes, some of which are on our website at foodschmooze.org, plus information about the book. So I thought, let me just see. Here's my challenge to you, I was thinking as I was going through the book. Does she have a pizza? Well, sure enough, here we go. 335 calories for this pizza. And it is wheat pizza dough, vine tomatoes, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, baby greens, because this is a salad pizza, some balsamic glaze with crumbled gorgonzola cheese. Cups of it, no, but a beautiful amount to give that cheese flavor where you feel really satisfied, like you're not being deprived of things. Go ahead, Gina.
You know, it's funny that my local pizzeria, this is my favorite slice. Every time I get it, I always say I have to recreate this, because even though you're getting a salad slice, which is pretty popular and trendy in New York, I'm not sure about other cities, you don't know how many calories are actually on that salad slice. Sometimes you think you're eating lighter, but they put a lot of dressing on the salad slice, mm-hmm, and then it could actually be more calories than a regular slice. So I recreated this myself with whole wheat dough, and I did them in individual little pies so that I have perfect portion control. And then just adding the balsamic glaze gives you a little sweetness in every bite. And the combination of the gorgonzola that I love so much about that slice that I get in my local pizzeria is just so perfect. And it's super easy. You can go to your local pizzeria and buy the dough from them. And it's under 30 minutes. So it's super quick.
Well, you've done the work for us with these recipes where you say use these amounts, these seasonings for big flavor, limiting the calories, making these very calorie-friendly and yet very filling and delicious, most of all, because we've been eating our way through here. So, Gina, stay where you are and endure our praise, okay? We're gonna tell you now how to have this book sent to your door as our thanks for supporting the Food Schmooze, and everything you hear on WNPR, your public radio station. Here's Robin Doyon Aiken, the senior producer of the show.
Hey, everybody. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to support WNPR and our show. Or go to foodschmooze.org and click on the red donate button on the upper right-hand side of our homepage. If you didn't catch our last Fun Drive show, you might not know that the Food Schmooze now has a new easy pledge page with all of our recent books that are available as gifts. So donating and picking out your thank you gift, it's easier than it's ever been. You'll see Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow, and all of our recent thank you gifts front and center. For a pledge of $11 a month, we'll send you this book. No searching, no scrolling, just add Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow to your cart, and then look toward the bottom of the page. You can check out in seconds. Supporting the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze is simple. You can even make a pledge to WNPR on your smartphone if you want. Pull foodschmooze.org up on your phone and look for the donate button. It's under the bar that says network. So try it out. You've been meaning to make a pledge all week.
You might be thinking of this as a gift for someone, you know, a surprise for someone in the family. But I'm telling you, it's beautiful. And when it gets to you, you're not going to want to give it up. I'm just warning you ahead of time. Sometimes I'm just so excited about a particular book. And that's what we try to do with these fundraising books. There's no mystery here. We want you to support the station. So we're curating for months to try and find these things that will get you to say, I want that in my life. And we know our relationship is based on trust, so we're only going to give you things that we think are fantastic, especially right now. We try and do that when we curate the show all year, every year, I mean, for decades now. So we really endorse this book. You'll find zesty lime shrimp and avocado salad, a sweet and spicy salmon with stir-fried veggies. Yes, all calorie-friendly. Baked fish and chips, you can have those. Roasted Asian striped bass.
Oh, I just have one thing to say. Chicken and zucchini noodles with black bean sauce. I'm making that tonight for dinner.
I know. All right. For a contribution of $11 a month, here is the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788, or go to foodschmooze.org and see the button on the top right, and you can get this book or any other things that we've talked about in the past. Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow, high flavor, satisfying, really, really delicious, and calorie friendly for this time of year. I know that's what I'm thinking about.
Me too. For a pledge of $11 a month, you'll have people wondering how the heck you manage to do everything you do. Work, exercise, laundry, clean the house, help the kids with homework, send 20 emails, answer 20 emails, and get a healthy dinner on the table, all without breaking a sweat. Well, you should probably break a sweat at the gym, but the idea is that this book will at least help you make the healthy dinner part of your day a little easier. $11 a month for Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow. You're a hero to your family every night that you get dinner on the table, people. I know this. And when you and when you help support our show, when you keep this party going commercial-free, you're a hero to us. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
So here's, I'm going to give you the secret to the whole thing where you're going to feel so good in the spring. This book and my exercise hero, Dr. Candido Carocha in Middletown, said to me, here's a way to exercise without even going outside and without doing things you don't want to do. Every time a commercial comes on, march in place. So he said, I'm telling you, over a night of watching television, you will have exercised 30 to 60 minutes. Add in these calorie-friendly ways to eat, and you, my friend, in the spring or the start of summer are going to be all set. That's my formula. And thank you, Dr. Carocha. 1-800-584-2788 for a contribution of $11 a month.
Or click that donate button on foodschmooze.org, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready. Beans had a cornbread.
time, Faith Middleton. It is great to have you joining us on the show. I have to say, this is my favorite day of the week, not only because I get to celebrate people doing amazing work, cookbook authors, all of our local producers, but probably the lead reason is that I get to be with, well, these two, Robin and Chris Brassberry of Metro Beast Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut. I cannot tell you how much I love these people on the show that I work with. Absolutely.
Love you too.
Thank you. Agreed. Crazy about them. And this book, as you can tell, I am crazy about. And this recipe is, Chris Brassberry said to me, did you see that one? One pot pasta and broccoli. You know how the broccoli gets all, you know, mashed up? Mm-hmm. They serve it to you in an Italian restaurant with the oil and the garlic and the whole thing? Here it is, and it's 277 calories. Gina Homolka, author of Skinny Taste Fast and Slow. How'd you pull this off?
For 1.5 cups, you get a very filling, satisfying pasta dish. It's only 5 ingredients, and it literally takes 15 minutes to make, all in one pot, so you're not washing a ton of stuff. My kids love this dish. And what's great about the fact that the broccoli gets almost turns into like a pesto-like sauce, they can't pick out the vegetables because it's all incorporated into the pasta. So it's just delightful.
My mom could have used you when we were growing up.
But we're not done. We're not done with pasta because we all love bolognese.
Yes.
But it must be 50,000 calories in one
There's
serving.
There's cream and veal
it's like
and
every
beef
imaginable.
And
my slow cooker bolognese sauce, this was actually brought on the Today Show by a guest. Her name was Emily. She lost 185 pounds with the help of Skinny Taste Recipes.
Wow.
She
crazy.
Actually brought this bolognese sauce in the crock pot so she would freeze portions, have a few for dinner, and she didn't have to cook every single day. The flavors are delicious. I use real pancetta, and I use butter just in moderation, and it's made with leaner beef, but the slow cooker actually really helps make the lean beef tender because it's simmering slow all day long.
You know, why am I talking about this as only calorie-friendly when, in fact, I want to eat this way? This is really just a wonderful and healthful way to eat, I think.
I believe in eating everything in moderation. I don't eliminate any food groups. You could have a glass of wine. You could have your carbs. As long as you're using whole grains and, you know, really good for you foods, there's nothing you have to eliminate. Because once you start eliminating things from your diet, then you actually feel like you're on a diet.
Yeah, and the microbiome, you know, our guts, if you're just doing one thing, start to say, what's going on? So good to have a lot of kinds of things. And you certainly, like these roasted acorn squash slices with Parmesan, where you've got acorn squash and you slice them. What is it, about a half inch thick?
Yeah.
And then a little garlic powder and salt and pepper, a little dusting of grated Parmesan cheese and olive oil, some sprigs of thyme, and into the oven they go, beautifully browned, and out they come. That's a wonderful side dish.
I recently had this at a friend's house. I'm not a big squash fan when it comes to like acorn squash, but this was really, really good.
Well, yes, but I just opened the book by accident too, and I can't even wait any longer. I've been trying to save this. This is, Gina, your slow cooker triple almond flourless brownies. These are gluten-free in addition. What? So you think I'm being careful during these periods. I say to myself right away, okay, maybe I get to have a second glass of wine, so I'm not going to have dessert. I'm always playing this game of trade-offs, which is not a bad way to go. In this case, I would do the one glass of wine to have this slow cooker triple almond flourless brownie. Here's what's in it. An egg white. Now we're giving it some lift. Almond meal, like Bob's Red Mill, for instance, which you can find all over the place. Unsweetened cocoa powder, baking soda, kosher salt, agave syrup as the sweetener, vanilla extract, almond extract, some semi-sweet chocolate chips, and slivered almonds. Tell us how it works in the slow cooker.
The moist heat of the slow cooker actually is a great vessel, as long as you can fit a loaf pan into your slow cooker. I have a 6-quart oval slow cooker, which is a perfect size for baking, and it really tastes like it came out of the oven. You wouldn't even know the difference.
You actually took the pan and put it in the slow cooker
and
used it as an oven.
Yes.
So with the nuts and the chocolate and everything
in there,
it's only 179 calories.
Yep, chocolatey without flour, using almonds instead, which are so much healthier, almond flour. And the almond flour gives it a moistness.
Yeah.
Has natural fats in it.
And now I've done the end of the meal. Now I'm going to make you completely crazy because now I'm going to go to breakfast.
That was my favorite section of the book, by the way.
Well, because the brownie in the slow cooker reminded me of your slow cooker chocolate swirl banana bread. Here we go with flour, baking soda, butter, light brown sugar, bananas that are mashed up, unsweetened applesauce, egg whites for lift, semi-sweet chocolate chips. 134 calories for banana bread on the weekend. How about that?
Just like the brownies.
They
come
great.
Out super moist in the slow cooker. And who doesn't love banana bread?
How hard was it for you to find ways to preserve flavor or enhance flavor but lessen the calorie content of things?
Because they're made with bananas, which are naturally sweet, I use overripe bananas. It's not hard to cut down on the sugar. And quick breads that use fruit purees actually are easy to lower the fat. So you don't have to use a stick of butter. This only has 2 tablespoons of butter in the whole loaf.
And that's the key, not giving up anything, right? Just having a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and you do marching in place during the commercials on
television. I love that idea. I'm going to start doing that. And, you know, so Saturday night, you want to go out to dinner with friends and have a decadent meal and a glass of wine. You can. It's everything in moderation.
Yeah. Here's a book that is a game plan for that.
I love your planning, too, making a mental game plan and planning your week instead of coming home. And that's my biggest problem. I come home. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I grab whatever is there. And it's usually not very healthy. But if you plan ahead and you have the stuff ready, it makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
It does. And I have to say, Gina, that when there is a book like yours, these things serve as a kind of inspiration for me. And then the writing down of what my plan is and doing the shopping, I feel really good about myself because I'm making a plan, which I generally don't do because I'm too busy. So, I mean, it's all part of, aren't I taking care of myself?
And when you look at the recipes and look at the pictures, I get excited.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm trying to eat like this, it's sort of like, you know what I mean? That feeling of not dread, but
you're deprived to start with. You haven't
even
begun.
You're just like, oh, I guess I got to get ready for that again. But the recipes and the pictures, I just want to cook this stuff.
Right. And now the music, it's actually something fun. Planning a few meals for the week ahead of time, maybe getting your family on board and asking them to choose a few recipes. This way, you know, they'll be happy and they're taking part of the meal plan. And then when you go to the supermarket, you're not just buying random things. You'll have your shopping list. And it's just so much easier. This way you know what you're doing for the week.
Why did you start eating this way? You personally?
I started doing this in 2007 when I was getting married. I was actually on Weight Watchers. I was at such a loss of what to eat. Everything I found online was so processed. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, well, I could just take my recipes and make them lighter. And I started a blog, and people were making the recipes and leaving such positive feedback and then losing weight. So it's just been a labor of love.
Has it kept you trim?
Absolutely. I have to test my own recipes. I want to make sure that each portion is filling. That's why I eat an entire portion. I have my aunt, who is a recipe tester, with me. She helps me test all my recipes to make sure they're accurate. And she actually lost a ton of weight when she started working for me. She went from a size 16 the first year down to a size 4 in 1 year. And she was only eating my meals.
She was testing your recipes.
I was giving her dinner to take home because there was so much food. It was such an amazing experience. And now she's still a size 4.
What a good story.
It's amazing.
I need a recipe tester to move into my house.
Come live with me.
Okay.
This book is like a gateway to a lifestyle change.
Exactly.
So Chris loves this. Butternut squash noodles with pancetta and poached egg. We love eggs for any meal.
And I've spiral cut beets and zucchini and almost every vegetable. And I have never done the butternut squash.
I've never done it.
And the top of the butternut squash is perfect for that spiral
and
cutter.
And plus, when you hit the fork into the poached egg and the sauce comes out, it's got a carbonara effect, and so you've got...
Don't you want that right now?
I do.
Basically, it's like a deconstructed carbonara. It has all the elements of a carbonara, but instead of taking the egg yolk and mixing it with the pasta, I poached the egg and put it on top so that you have that velvety sauce from the yolk that's naturally delicious, and it just kind of covers the whole dish. And because I'm using butternut instead of pasta, it's lowering carbs and lowering calories. It's a great way to get a lot of vegetables in your portion.
Gina Homolka is with us, author of this cookbook that we think is a knockout. And these are quick fix slow cooker recipes, 30 minutes and under kind of thing when it's not the slow cooker, all designed to be calorie friendly, as you can hear. If you're the type of person who said, but I want to have hearty things because it makes me feel that I'm not being deprived, I understand that. That's why you might be interested in this recipe in the book, which is a slow cooker hamburger stroganoff. Mm. We love that kind of stroganoff thing with the sour cream and the richness of it. Do you serve this on noodles?
My kids love it over egg noodles, but I've also made this over the butternut squash noodles, and I love the combination of the sweet noodle with the savory sauce, a very family-friendly dish. It's very easy and economic.
There's a whole section, meatless mains. There's a kind of richness to these meatless mains where you don't feel like, where's my meat?
Well, I love vegetables. As long as you make them taste amazing, you're not going to miss it. Like the baked eggplant parmesan stacks, those are also made in the sheet pan. Uh-huh. Those are so good. And it's got the parmesan cheese and the ricotta, marinara sauce, basil.
Yeah, I like these one bowl meals. I'm a big fan of those.
So do I.
Yeah.
Cauliflower fried rice, that's what I want to try.
Cauliflower rice is such a great alternative to traditional rice. And now that you actually sell them pre-cut, which makes it even quicker, you have the same mouthfeel, it has the same texture, but you're actually getting so much more vegetables into your diet without all the carbs.
Coming up in our next segment, we're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door. We want to talk about the slow cooker chicken burrito bowl. So that's one whole, in one bowl, it is a chicken burrito. It's fantastic. We're going to get to that. But a quick break. Gina, don't go away. We'll be right back with more Skinny Taste. Robin Doyen Aiken.
Call 1-800-584-2788 or click the donate button on foodschmooze.org. The introduction to Gina's book starts off with this very simple idea. She says, I cook because I love to eat. We know that you listen because you love to cook. When you listen to the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, when you rate a recipe on our website or ask us a question in the comments or engage with us on our Facebook page, you are part of a community of people who love to cook. We might burn some things. We might drink red wine out of a white wine glass or champagne out of a red wine glass. We don't always follow the recipe, just like you. We feel lucky every day to be part of this community, and we hope you do too. If this community is important to you, if you value the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and all the other local shows on WNPR, like Where We Live, where Lucy Nalpathanchel is killing it as host, the Colin McEnroe Show, The Wheelhouse, and John Dankosky's Next, support us and keep us commercial free. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call to do that.
How can we not mention Wait, Don't Tell Me? Please, it's my favorite show. All right, 1-800-584-2788. Or if you're someone who goes to foodschmooze.org, please do. There's a donate button in the top right of the page. You'll see how to pick out the thank you gift, and it is this one. We're excited about it, as you know. Chris, this slow cooker chicken burrito bowl that we're about to do is such a genius idea because you do that chicken in the slow cooker and then add the rest. You suddenly got a bowl with all the things that are in a burrito, but in a healthful way, but still with all the deliciousness. It's got pico de gallo in it, which you can make yourself all from scratch, or you can buy, you know, as you do a fresh salsa in the supermarket. I do it all the time when I'm doing tacos.
And 379 calories.
Yeah,
that's
really
just crazy. And here she's just taken it and lightened it up and kept all the flavor.
And kept the things that we like. We want the rice.
Yeah.
And there's one I didn't get to talk about, which is a drunken seafood stew. The white wine, this is why it's called a drunken seafood stew. A terrific idea. 301 calories for a big portion of this with some bread.
Can be life-changing in the bottom of the bowl. Like this. Seriously, yeah. Now if you're like me and you're trying to trim down a little bit and you never get your feet off the ground with it, this is the way to start. She has a whole section on taco night where you can make all kinds of different tacos, and it's just a fun way of cooking and eating.
I agree. If you can join us for $11 a month, we are so grateful to you because it allows us to keep going with our show. It allows everyone at the station to keep going, to keep public broadcasting on the air. We're just so, so grateful to you. Also grateful that you listen. 1-800-584-2788, Robin.
I was thinking $11 a month is the cost of some big box gym memberships. So if WNPR does for you, does for your mind what the gym does for your body, make a pledge today. Think of your donation as a gym membership that you actually use. We are good for your brain. Plus, we'll send you this book. While not a gym membership, it does have the word skinny in the title. If you look forward to the Food Schmooze party every week, please make a donation and support the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze by calling 1-800-584-2788 right now. You can also make your contribution by clicking the donate button on the top right-hand corner of foodschmooze.org, and we would be so grateful if you did. Coming up, more about that chicken burrito bowl plus vanilla cheesecake shooters. Mm-hmm. Please make that call to support the show now, and thanks.
I'm Faith Middleton, and this is the Food Schmooze Party. As you know, we're talking about this cookbook, Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow. Like it not only because it's a pretty good idea right now for this time of year, but also because it fits in with our philosophy on the show, which is one word, pleasure. This book is concentrated on calorie-friendly but keeping the pleasure in your eating experience. Chris?
Yeah, vanilla bean cheesecake shooters. I'm not a big dessert person, but if I'm going to eat a little healthier, I think I want to indulge a little bit, I guess, which is weird, right? Because you don't think of going on a diet or not going on a diet, but changing your eating habits a little bit. You don't think that is indulging, and this is indulging in my mind, and they're little shot glasses filled with cheesecake.
Well, tell me that the cave people did not discover honey and, you know, end the meal or start the day with a little bit of honey. Of course they did. Tell me how it works, this cheesecake shooter.
Basically, you have your graham cracker crumbs at the bottom of the glass, and then I have a delicious cheesecake filling that's made with vanilla bean and lightened up with a little bit of Greek yogurt. It uses heavy whipping cream. It tastes just like cheesecake, just slightly lightened up. Who doesn't love those cute little shooters when you have dessert? You have just the right amount to satisfy your sweet tooth without overindulging on a giant slice of cake.
It keeps you in control. I like that.
Exactly.
We need that. Okay, that slow cooker chicken burrito bowl I was talking about. These are chicken thighs, which I love because I like the juiciness of the dark meat there.
And I agree.
Then salsa in a jar, black beans, frozen corn kernels, garlic powder, ground cumin, fresh cilantro if you like cilantro, and if you don't, you don't have to put that in. Pico de gallo sauce, fresh salsa in a container in the supermarket. Add a little lime squeeze to it if you need to. And then there's brown rice in this bowl, the reduced fat Mexican cheese blend, and some chopped up lettuce.
Just like the perfect slow cooker dish. It's the kind that you don't have to pre-cook anything. Dump it all in a slow cooker. You come home, it smells amazing. Everyone loves it. Just makes enough for eight. What's great about that is I usually make it on a Sunday and have it for dinner with the family, and it's a great way to have grab-and-go lunches. It's all ready for you.
I have been known to stop at the Chinese restaurant on the way home and buy rice.
To make dishes like this.
Yeah, I mean, just to like have it and put whatever, if I'm doing a taco and I want rice in it or whatever I'm doing, I've been known to do that.
I'm going to send this recipe to my kid because this is the kind of thing she goes out and eats. And
she likes those bowls.
She loves those bowls. And this is something she can make on Sunday and have a few times during the week and probably love it. And she's just starting out in life. It's low cost.
And easy. So she doesn't even have to have any cooking experience to make this.
Yeah. And she loves the crock pot, so...
Everyone loves it.
I know, we do. Especially this guy over here with 12 of them. And he's talking about another one. I'm a Chicken Cacciatore fan. Mm-hmm. Are you, Chris, at all? Isn't that just a good
classic
dish?
Italian-American dish.
Yeah.
So you did one calorie-friendly in here in the slow cooker. Tell us about it.
I use chicken thighs instead of breast because I feel like it has more flavor. But you can use breasts if you prefer white meat. I like to use it on the bone. I take the skin off and not trim all the fat. The bone actually adds flavor to the sauce, and your end result is just a hearty sauce that you serve, again, over pasta if you wish. It's great over spaghetti squash. You could serve it with polenta or however you enjoy your chicken cacciatore.
So a cup of this is 220 calories.
Yep.
I mean, really, seriously, you could do even two cups and you're still under 500 calories.
Yes. I mean, a cup is a generous amount for sauce. So if you're going to serve this over spaghetti squash, you're not going to be able to eat more than that. It's a very satisfying portion.
And I'm a fan of basmati rice, so I only need one cup of this because I'm going to put it on top of basmati rice.
That would be wonderful.
All right, she's done it to me again. I just saw another recipe that showed me something else I can do in the slow cooker that I've never thought of, and that is perfect medium-rare roast beef.
Yep.
How?
You time it right, it will come out perfectly medium-rare. So you basically start by searing your meat,
sure.
And you just don't want to cook it 8 hours. If you cook it 8 hours, it's going to be well overdone. Mm-hmm. So I just use a meat thermometer, and then when it hits that perfect temperature, I take it out. It's already browned and seared from searing it on the stove, so you still have those intense flavors. You don't have to heat up your oven if it's the summertime or if you don't even want to use your oven. It's just a great way to make it.
Yeah, she said an hour and a half.
That's all it takes. It will vary depending on the size of your roast.
Sure, sure. And the size of the crock pot and stuff.
Using a thermometer, you can't go wrong. You'll have a no-fail, perfectly medium-rare roast.
If you're sitting there and you're saying, yeah, but what about my pappardelle and with beef sauce or the ragu? And well, right here, slow cooker beef ragu with pappardelle. And the pasta's right here, so it's not like it's disappeared and you only get to have the topping or the sauce. Olive oil and fresh garlic and flank steak, canned crushed tomatoes, beef broth, carrot, bay leaves, fresh thyme, pappardelle pasta, or you can use a gluten-free pasta like a rice pasta, pecorino romano cheese, skim milk ricotta cheese.
This is one of my favorite dishes to order when I go out. Usually it's short ribs and it's super decadent and very fatty. And one day I discovered, just by chance, that using the leaner cut of meat, using the flank steak, it gives you the same results. Tastes just like you wouldn't even know that it's not so high in calories. I love it served over pappardelle. And, of course, I have to have a dollop of ricotta cheese on top because that's how I always get it in the restaurant. So this is one of my favorite meals just made lighter.
Mm-hmm. So your slow cooker chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love Indian cuisine. I used to work in the city, and every week I would go out for Indian. And, of course, chicken tikka masala is like one of those first Indian dishes that you ever try because it's the mildest. I recreated this in the slow cooker using coconut milk as my cream. Honestly, it tastes like it just came out of a restaurant.
So skinless, boneless chicken thighs, salt, and you can use ghee, which is clarified butter that you buy in a jar, or you could use regular butter and onions and garlic and fresh ginger, ground turmeric, garam masala, that's an Indian spice, ground coriander, ground cumin, cayenne, ground cardamom. You can hear all those flavors that are in good Indian food. A can of tomatoes. And here's coconut milk is full fat.
I used full fat because I really wanted it to be creamy. And quite honestly, when you buy low-fat coconut milk, all they're doing is adding water to it. If I want to make my own light coconut milk, I just buy a full-fat can. I just dilute it. So this gives you the full creamy texture like you get in a tikka masala. And the flavor is just so wonderful.
I had Indian last night, and I know that I love that food, too. This recipe, I can't imagine how many calories I had last night, but this recipe has only 8 grams of fat.
Yep.
And that's full-fat coconut milk you're using. So that's
using it in moderation.
Yeah, that's really all you need.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The canned tomatoes are creating the liquid for this, right?
That was the Julia Child way, wasn't it? Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so how about slow cooker maple Dijon chicken drumsticks?
So this is super easy. It's made with just a few ingredients, and the kids just love it.
So I'm a nut about buffalo chicken. So
yeah,
if there are buffalo chicken wings or buffalo chicken wrap or buffalo chicken on your salad I'm all about that. So I stumbled on your recipe for the slow cooker buffalo chicken, but you use a lettuce wrap for these.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're talking about blue cheese dressing on this thing. It's not
homemade.
Made
from scratch, really easy. So this has all the flavors of buffalo wings with the blue cheese dressing and celery, but it's made into a lettuce wrap. And it's shredded chicken that you make in the slow cooker. Then you add the hot sauce. I like to use Frank's. and which is a mild, you know, gives you that buffalo flavor. You don't need butter because it's not necessary. So I make this buffalo chicken, and then I serve it on the lettuce wrap, and I top it with my homemade blue cheese dressing. Of course, if you want to use store-bought, that's fine. And then some slivered celery and carrots for crunch, and it's really fun, a fun way to eat it. It's probably great for appetizers when you're having friends over. But who doesn't love buffalo chicken?
So are you actually wrapping it with the lettuce, or you're putting this all on? It looks like you're putting this on top of the lettuce, so it's like a salad.
No, it's actually a lettuce wrap. So I'm taking a lettuce leaf or two. Sometimes I double it up, so depending on the kind of lettuce I use, and then just kind of eating it like I would a burrito.
A spring roll.
So you're eating it with your hands.
Oh, what a good idea.
Like it.
Imagine putting that out for people to stand around and have.
It's
so good at any time. It's like perfect game weekend food.
And quite honestly, this chicken is so versatile. You could use it so many different ways. That's just one way. You could have it over a salad. I've made it in egg rolls. Like so many of these dishes, I give you a suggestion, but there's not just one way to eat everything. You can make things and then come up with different ways where you might want to have leftovers.
Well, here's the thing. The real challenge, I think, is to do when people know what they're doing and they make brisket, it is phenomenal because this is a, you know, it's a classic thing for them to make and they've perfected it. Recipes passed down from family to family. It's nervy. You know, you must feel that way, Regina, right? In this last minute to have faced that challenge of how to do a calorie friendly slow cooker brisket with onions. And you've got it here. And the calorie is 224 calories for a serving.
Yeah, I feel 100% confident in this recipe. It is my favorite brisket recipe. Everyone who makes it raves about it. I've gotten so many emails and comments from people telling me, oh my God, I made the brisket. I can't believe how good that was. Once the brisket's cooked, I slice it and I put it back in so that all the flavors of the gravy get really into all the meat. It's so comforting, great, any time of the year.
Well, Gina, thank you. We want to tell people how to have this book sent to their doors with our thanks. This is our thank you gift, and it's hardback. It's beautifully photographed. As you can tell, we're so enthusiastic about the recipe. So thank you for the work that you have done to take the calories out of these recipes, but to use real food and not put junk in here. It's just a terrific job. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Oh, so thank you. Here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at $11 a month so that we can pay for the cost of the book as your thank you gift and keep a little something for us so that we can keep this programming on the air. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. Or you can go to foodschmooze.org, our page online. And right in the top right, there's a bar that says donate. And you can see how to get the book, sign up for it, and you're all set. Either way, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Gina's book is one where you'll feel like you're eating the globe. There's a Mexican spin on North African shakshuka, spins on lasagna, asabuco, sesame chicken, teriyaki, egg rolls, sushi bowls, the beloved banh mi, a stroganoff. There are Italian braises and skinny-ified meatballs, Greek chicken, tacos galore. And there are plenty of American dishes, too. Meatloaf and that crazy delicious-looking cheeseburger. There's pot roast, barbecue, and many fresh salads. My point is that Gina's book brings you flavors from far-off places and New York, Long Island, where Gina lives. Her salad pizza is inspired by her own local pizza shop. That's what we do, too, on the Food Schmooze. We let you know about the best donut shops all across the country and across the street. Literally, there's a donut crazy here on York Street now in New Haven. This city just gets better and better. So if you get Gina's book and you eat in moderation and you have all this great food and you want to reward yourself, just saying.
You're like the devil.
So, everything in moderation except your love for WNPR.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here is a recipe in her book that, Chris, I think you're going to love this. Crustless slow cooker apple pie a la mode.
Ugh.
You know, that's a clever way to do apple pie. Using Honeycrisp apples, light brown sugar and cornstarch and cinnamon and nutmeg, and then frozen yogurt on the top. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's the apple pie without the crust, which is where all the fat is. And if you wanted to sprinkle a few nuts on top just to give it some kind of mouth, chew, you'll be good to go.
And I love what she does with the slow cooker.
Yeah, I do too.
So many cool things.
So many things. Mm-hmm. Robin Doyon Aiken, thank you for all your good words. And if you can join us at $11 a month, we will send you this cookbook, which we think of a bit as a lifesaver at the moment. Beautiful looking hardback book. Skinny Taste, Fast and Slow. These are quick fix, slow cooker recipes, and in every recipe, her job has been to lower the calorie profile and jack up the flavor. That's a hard thing to do, and it is something that a certain number of nutritionists don't get. We all love healthy eating, but flavor is important to all of us. And so how do you put those two things together? Here's somebody who's done it, Gina Homolka. 1-800-584-2788 at the $11 a month level. We can send you the book as thanks, but there are other things too. Whatever contribution you can make is so appreciated here. I really mean it. Mm-hmm. And so is your presence every time you turn into the show. When we hear from you online, we'd love it. 1-800-584-2788, toll free.
If you love our local coverage of restaurants, coffee shops, takeout spots, breweries, and bars, support us. If you made a recipe that we shared, or if you used a tip from our 60-second food schmoozes, if you tried a wine that Mark Raymond or Alex Province recommended, or made a cocktail that Anthony DeSario created just for the show, support us. Make a pledge of $11 a month and get this great book, and help us keep bringing you discoveries of delicious things near and far. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call, or click the donate button on foodschmooze.org. And thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast on your schedule. And when you need a little party in your life, we're here and online all the time at foodschmooze.org. And of course, also on Facebook at Faith Middleton Food Schmooze.